Our guest in the cafe this morning is A&M Commerce Economics Professor, Dr. Dale Funderburk. Good morning.
Good morning.
Exciting days for economists.
It is, really.
You know, a lot to talk about, isn't it?
Truly.
A lot to think about. Well, of course, we had the Brexit election a few days ago, and I don't know how many people in America had even heard of that until the news broke about the way that the election went, with Great Britain leaving the EU. Stock market took a terrible plunge, then it came back, and so we really don't know what to expect. But how much effect might we think over the next 6 months, year, 2 years, might this have on Texas in particular, and of course the U.S. economy?
Yeah, interesting question. First thing I would say on that, I remind myself as well as others from time to time that it's important to keep in mind that the stock market is not the economy, mm-hmm. and the economy is not the stock market. If one just looked at the stock market the first few days after the British did vote to leave the EU, you'd think, oh no, this is the end of the economic world here. It's come back, but whether it would tumble again or not, markets do react, in fact, overreact to uncertainty, and that certainly introduced a great deal of uncertainty. To look at it in terms of what effect will it have on the U.S. economy or the Texas economy, you have to look at, well, through what vehicle would it have an impact? And, of course, it's trade. That if you look at major trading partners of the U.S. as a group, the EU is the largest. Now, if you take individual countries, I think Germany would come in at number 5 or 6, UK is down 7 or 8. But again, as a group here, it is our largest trading partner.
Any way of saying how much trade Texas in particular does, both with Great Britain and with the EU?
I don't have the dollar figures or the percent of our income, but it's significant. The problem there is that if you have a significant drop in the value of their currencies, which it looks like may well happen, then it means that we're selling our goods into a market to where that now dollar price goods become more expensive. On the other hand, we're buying out of a place where their currency is less expensive. So it has to have a negative impact on both the U.S. and the Texas economies.
Mm-hmm. A Texas economist both of us are familiar with, Dr. Ray Perryman, said, quote, he thought this would have an adverse and measurable effect, but not a large effect in relation to the overall economy, referring to Texas and the U.S.
And it is the case. As I say, if you look at the U.K., if you look at Germany, these we do a significant volume of trade, but Mexico and Canada. In fact, Canada is the largest country trading partner of the U.S.
We're talking with Dr. Dale Funderburk, Texas A&M Economics Professor, in the aftermath. Now, a few days have gone by with the aftermath of the Brexit election in Great Britain. A lot of predictions the first day or two of a recession. And, of course, the people have been sort of hinting about that anyway, but so.
Yes, in both the U.S. economy and also in the EU, growth has been very sluggish. Coming out of the 2007-2009 yeah. recession, we never had that booming recovery there. And the U.K. Has had rather anemic economic performance for several years. And so the thought was it wouldn't take a lot of disturbance to tilt the scales to put it into a recession.
Yeah. We really do. The world really has grown smaller, hasn't it? I mean, we really see that evidence of that all the time now.
Oh, absolutely. And that term that we use in international trade of contagion, that if one country gets sick, the others are likely to catch it there.
You know, globalization, this has been a dirty word for some people, and that's been a tough thing to sell to average folk. A lot of unhappiness, of course, about NAFTA and so forth. But, you know, I don't know that it can be avoided in the world that we live in, but it, you know, continues to rub a lot of folks the wrong way.
Not only can it not be avoided, but it really shouldn't be. Mm-hmm. That if you look at those countries in the past that have sought to protect themselves from broader competition, it has made them better off. Those countries have been much, much worse off.
Dale, well, we're just going to have to watch this, aren't we? It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out, not just for a few weeks, but for a few years, I guess.
Actually, I think the real question now is, what is the future of the EU, or is there a lengthy future to the EU?
I bet we talk about this again sometime.
I think we will. All right. I feel sure.
Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us, Dale.
I've enjoyed it.
A&M Economics Professor, A&M Commerce Economics Professor, Dr. Dale Funderburk. You're starting today with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETO.